Krishna. Ready?
Yeah. 亲爱的奉献者们，欢迎大家来到我坑的之音，聆听我们亲爱的 Gidhar Maharaj 继续讲述我们的 Krishna Book。好，我们现在开始。OK。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today we are discussing Chapter 11 of Srila Prabhupada's Krishna Book.
今天呢，我们讨论圣帕帕的 Krishna Book 的第十一章。
The title of that chapter, Killing of the Demon Vatsasura and Bakasura.
这一章的题目呢是杀死 Vatsasura 和 Bakasura 恶魔。
So before we begin, we will chant our invocation prayer.
在开始之前呢，我们来唱诵我们的祷文。
Krishna 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 Hey Krishna 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 Krishna.Krishna Krishna Krishna Hey Krishna 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 Rakshamam Krishna 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 Pahimam Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam Krishna KeshavaKrishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam.
O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me.
Oh, 主 Krishna, 请保护我，请联系我。
O Lord Rama, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me.
Oh, 主 Rama, Raghu, 王朝的后裔啊，请保护我。
O Krishna, Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me.
O Krishna, Keshava, Keshimo 的屠者啊，请联系我。
So, we will begin by some points that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes in his Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita.
那么开始呢，先讲一下 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在他的 Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita 里面提到的一些要点。
He says that Vatsasura, the calf demon, represents a childish mentality, mischievous, and too easily influenced by bad association.
他说这个 Vatsasura 这个恶魔呢，代表的是那种孩子的心态，就是很幼稚的，很容易被受到不良涟漪的影响。
This gives rise to a type of greediness for sense gratification through which one becomes absorbed in materialism.
那么这会导致一个人产生一种贪婪之心，想要去收集物质财富，最终走向物质主义者。
According to Garga Samhita, in his last birth, he had been a demon, Kamila, the son of Muru.
那么根据那 Garga Samhita 呢，就是他的前世是 Muru 的儿，恶魔 Muru 的儿子 Kamila。
He conquered the demigods in battle, and then entered the sage Vasishtha's ashram and saw Vasishtha's cow named Nandini.
他征服了这一半神之后呢，进到了 Vasishtha Muni 的这个 ashram， 然后看到了他的奶牛 Nandini.
Pramila wanted the cow, so he disguised himself as a Brahma and tried to beg her.
那么可能妮妮他就想要这头奶牛，所以他就。化妆为一个婆罗门，然后来乞讨，想要得到这头奶牛。
The cow spoke and said, "You are a demon in disguise. For this offense, you will have to appear as a calf."
这个奶牛呢，就是说刚就开始跟他说话了。他说你是化妆成乔装改扮的恶魔，就因为这个原因呢，你得投身为一头小牛犊。
Pramila then surrendered to Vasishtha and begged for mercy, and Vasishtha said that after taking birth as a calf, he would be liberated by the Lord.
那么 Kamila 呢，他就赶快跑到 Vasishtha Muni 那去祈求原谅和宽恕。那 Vasishtha 就说，那好，那你做了这头牛犊之后呢，你就会被 Krishna 所解脱。
Vakasura represents cunning duplicity, deceptive behavior, and hypocrisy, the outward manifestations of a false lifestyle of cheating activities.
Vakasura 代表是那种虚伪啊，或者说骗子啊，欺骗之类的，就代表人的欺骗心态。
According to the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, in his last life, he was Suhotra, a Gandharva disciple of Durvasa Muni.
那么据经典说，他的前世是 Durvasa Muni 的一个后代。What was his name again? Sorry.
His name was Suhotra.
他的名字叫 Suhotra, 他的前世。
Along with his three brothers, who became Pralamba and Keshi, he performed austerities at Puskara.
那么和他的另外两个兄弟，就是有一个叫 Keshi 什么，还有那他们一起呢，就在一个地方做了苦行。
Once, the three of them were picking lotuses at the celestial lake Citra Sarovara.
有一次呢，他们就在一个仙湖叫 Citra Sarovara 的旁边去采莲花。
They were picking these to offer to Lord Krishna when they were arrested by servants of Lord Shiva.
他们本来是采这些花要供奉给主 Krishna 的，结果呢被主 Shiva 的仆人给抓住了。
Lord Shiva received them very nicely, but told them that he had promised Parvati that he would curse anyone who took lotuses from that lake.
那么主希望很好地接待了他们，但是呢，同时他也告诉他们，他向他的妻子 Parvati 曾经承诺过，任何一个人如果从这个湖里面采摘莲花的话，他就要诅咒他们。
Parvati had vowed to offer 1,000 lotuses a day to Lord Krishna for 100 days, and there were exactly 100,000 lotuses there, some of which they had now picked.
Parvati 呢曾经发了一个誓言，就是每天都会向主 Krishna 供奉1,000朵莲花，这样一连续会供奉100天，所以里面莲花的数量恰好是那么多的数量，但是呢现在被他们采了几朵，所以就少了。
So they had to appear as if demons, but they were killed by Krishna.
所以呢他们会显现为恶魔，但他们最终会被 Krishna 所杀，最终获得解脱。
So, let us now begin to
draw
this
Krishna book.
The twin Arjuna trees fell to the ground, making a sound like the falling of thunderbolts. All the inhabitants of Kula, including Nanda Maharaj, immediately came to the spot.
当这两棵轮式的 Arjuna 树倒在树上发出雷电般的响声的时候，那么 Gokula 所有的居民，包括 Nanda Maharaj， 立即来到了现场。
They were very astonished to see how the two great trees suddenly fallen.
看到这两棵参天大树突然倒在地上，他们都大吃一惊。
Because they could find no reason for their falling down, they were puzzled.
因为他们找不出这两棵树倒下的原因，所以都非常的迷惑。
When they saw a child Krishna bound up to the wooden border by the ropes of Mother Yashoda, they thought that it must have been caused by some demon.
那么当他们看到这个小孩 Krishna 被那个Yashoda妈妈的绳子绑在这个木桩上面的，那么他们就想，这肯定是一个恶魔所造成的。
Otherwise, how is it possible?
否则是怎么可能呢？
At the same time, they were very much perturbed because such uncommon incidents were always happening to child Krishna.
但同时呢，他们又非常的惶恐，因为像这种不同寻常的事件总是发生在孩子 Krishna 身上。
While the covered men were thus contemplating, the small children who were playing there informed the men.That the trees had fallen because Krishna had pulled the wooden border with the rope binding him.
那么当这些牧牛郎们正在这样思考的时候，在旁边玩耍的这些小孩子们就告诉这些牧牛郎说，是因为这绑是其实是 Krishna 在拉着这个用绳子，绑在他身上这个绑在木桩上的这个绳子，所以导致了这两棵树的倒下。
Krishna came in between the two trees, they explained, and the wooden mortar was turned over and stuck in between the trees.
那么他们就解释说，是 Krishna 来到了这两棵树当中，然后这个木桩呢，结果就被推，就被掀翻，最终卡在了两棵树中间。
Krishna pulled the rope and the trees fell down.
那么 Krishna 就拉动绳子，这两棵树就倒下来了。
When the trees fell down, two very dazzling men came out of the trees and they said something to Krishna.
当这两棵树倒下之后呢，就从这两棵树当中出来两个闪闪发光的人，他们向 Krishna 说了一些话。
Most of the cowherd men did not believe the statement of the children.
那么大部分的这些牧牛老们，他们根本就不相信这些孩子的说法。
They could not believe that such things were at all possible.
他们根本就无法相信这种事也可能会发生。
Some of the men, however, believed them and told Nandamaraj, "Your child is different from all the other children."
但是呢，有一些这一牧牛人，他们还是相信的，所以他们就告诉 Nandamaraj 说，你的孩子跟其他的孩子都不一样。
Yes, might have done it.
说不定他还真这样做了。
Nandamaraj smiled to hear about the extraordinary ability of his son.
那么 Nandamaraj 呢就听到了他孩子这不同寻常的力量，不由得微笑起来。
Came forward and tied the knot just to free his mother's child.
他就走上前来，把这个把这结打开去把这个奇妙的孩子给释放了出来。
After being freed by Nandamaraj, Krishna was taken onto the laps of the elder gopis.
那么当 Krishna 被 Nandamaraj 放开之后呢，这些年老的牧牛女们就把他抱在腿上。
They took him away to the courtyard of the house and began to clap, praising his wonderful activities.
他们把他带到房子的院子里面，就开始鼓掌啊，并且去赞美他的这奇妙的活动。
Krishna danced along with their clapping, just like an ordinary child.
那 Krishna 就像一个普通的孩子一样，他们一边鼓掌，他就一边跟他们跳舞。
The Supreme Lord Krishna, being completely controlled by the gopis, sang and danced just like a puppet in their hands.
这个至尊主 Krishna 被 gopis 们完全的控制了，就像他们手中的木偶一样，又唱又跳。
Sometimes Mother Yashoda used to ask Krishna to bring her a wooden plank for sitting.
有的时候呢，Yashoda妈妈会要 Krishna 拿一个木凳过来给他坐。
Although the wooden plank was too heavy to be carried by a child, still, somehow or other, Krishna would bring it to his mother.
虽然说这个木凳呢其实是太重了，一个孩子是抱不动的，搬不动的，但是呢，这个 Krishna。还是想办法把他带了过来给他的母亲。
Sometimes his father, while worshiping Narayan, would ask him to bring his wooden slippers, and Krishna, with great difficulty, would put the slippers on his head and bring them to his father.
而有的时候呢，他的父亲在崇拜Narayan的时候呢，又要他把他的木屐给他拿过来。那么这个 Krishna 就非常艰难地把木头拖鞋放在他头顶在头上带来给他父亲。
When he was asked to lift some heavy article and was unable to lift it, he was simply moving arms.
有的时候他们要他去拿一些很重的物品，但他举不起来的时候，他就这样舞动自己的双臂。
In this way, daily, at every moment, he was the reservoir of all pleasure for his parents.
那么就这样的每一天每一刻，他是给他的父母，他就是对于他的父母来说，他就好像是所有快乐的源泉一样。
The Lord was exhibiting such childish dealings with the inhabitants of Vrindavan because he wanted to show the great philosopher and sages searching after absolute truth how.Krishna is controlled by and subject to the desires of his pure devotees.
那么为了向那些伟大的哲学家和 为了向那些追求绝对真理的伟大哲学家和圣人展示，作为至尊绝对的真理，至尊人格守神 Krishna 是如何被他纯粹奉献者的愿望所控制和征服的。那么为了证实这一点，向他们证实这一点，他就展示了和 Vrindavan 居民之间的这种所谓的孩子的这些活动。有一天，一个水果贩子来到了 Nanda Maharaj 的家里。
Upon hearing the vendor call, if anyone wants fruits, please come and take them from me.
那么他听到了这个水果贩子的叫，这个水果贩子的叫，如果有谁想要水果的话，就来到我这来拿吧。
Child Krishna immediately took some grains in his palms and went to get fruits in exchange.
那么小孩 Krishna 孩子，这个小孩子一听到他的这个叫声，他立即就双手捧起了一些谷物，想要来跟这个水果贩子作为交换，要水果。
In those days, exchange was by barter. Therefore, Krishna might have seen his parents acquire fruits and other things by bartering grain, and so he imitated.
Barter means?
Bartering means to give something in exchange. So in this case,they were getting grains in exchange for something. In this case, Krishna was giving grains in exchange for the fruits.
那么在那个时候呢，他们人们都是以物交换，对吧？购物啊，都是以物品交换的。所以呢，这个孩 Krishna 他可能看到他的父母亲通过这些交换五谷而获得了水果和其他的物品，所以他也就以此模仿。
But his palms were very small.He was not very careful to hold the grains tight, so he was dropping them.
但是呢，他的这个两个手掌啊，非常的小，而且呢，他抓的这个捧着这个谷物的时候呢，他也不太小心，所以呢，他就一直一边走一边在滴这个谷物。
The vendor who came to sell fruits saw this and was very much captivated. So he immediately accepted whatever few grains were left in his palms and filled his hands with fruits.
那么这个水果贩子看到来卖水果的这个人看到了这一点，非常被主的美丽所吸引，所以他立即就接受了他的手掌的心灵捧着的剩下的任何的谷物，并且把他的双手装满了水果。
In the meantime, the vendor saw that her whole basket of fruit.Had become filled with jewels.
那么与此同时呢，这个水果贩子就发现他的一整个的篮子里面，那个水果篮子里面突然一下就装满了珠宝。
The Lord is the bestower of all benedictions.
主是所有祝福的赐予者。
If someone gives something to the Lord, he is not the loser; he is the gainer by a million times.
任何一个人如果向主供奉一些事物物品的话，他绝对不会有任何的损失，相反他会获得成百万倍。
One day, Lord Krishna, the liberator of twin Arjuna trees, was playing with Balaram and the other children on the bank of Jumna.
那么有一天主 Krishna, 就这个解脱了两个 Arjuna 树的这个人，他和 Balarama 以及其他的孩子在杨木纳河岸旁边玩耍。
Because it was already late in the morning, Rohini, the mother of Balaram, went to call them back home.
那么因为当时天已经很晚了，所以呢 ，Balaram 的母亲 Rohini 就去想要把他们叫回家去。
But Balaram and Krishna were so engrossed in playing with their friends that they did not wish to go back.
但是呢 ，Balaram 和 Krishna 非常享受跟，就他们完全沉浸在跟朋友们的玩耍当中，所以他们不想回家。
They just engage themselves in playing more and more.
他们就越来越多，想要越来越多的玩耍。
When Rohini was unable to take them back home, she went home and sent Mother Yashoda to call them again.
那么 Rohini 看到没办法把他们叫带回家去，他就回到了家，然后再派亚苏达再去换他们。
Well, the Yashoda was so affectionate toward her son that as soon as she came out to call him back home, her breast filled up with milk.
亚苏达妈妈对她的儿子是那么的充满了爱，所以她，她一出来叫他呼唤他回家的时候，她的乳房里面马上就充满了牛奶。
She loudly cried, "My dear child, please come back home."
她正在大声的呼唤说。我亲爱的孩子啊，你回快回家吧。
Your time for lunch is already passed.
你的午餐时间已经过了。
She then said, "My dear Krishna, oh my dear lotus-eyed child, please come and suck my breast."
然后他就说，我亲爱的 Krishna, 哦，我具有莲花眼的亲爱的孩子啊，请你赶快过来，吃我的奶吧。
You have played enough.
已经玩够了。
You must be very hungry, my dear little child.
我亲爱的孩子，小孩子啊，你肯定很饿了吧？
You must be tired from playing so long.
你玩了这么久，肯定很累了。
She also addressed Balaram thus. My dear Rama. My dear Rama, the glory of your family, my dear child, please come back. Please come back with your younger brother Krishna immediately.
他也这样对巴拉拉玛说：“我亲爱的 Rama， 我们全你的家族的荣耀，我亲爱的孩子，请带着你的弟弟 Krishna 立即回家吧。”
You have been engaged in playing since early morning, and you must be very tired.
你从早上就一直在玩，现在你肯定很累了。
Please come back and take your lunch at home.
请回来，在家里到家来吃午餐吧。
Your father Nandaraj is waiting for you.
你的父亲 Nandaraj 在等着你们呢。
He has to eat, so you must come back so that he can eat.
他一定得吃饭了，所以你们一定要回来，这样他就可以吃了。
As soon as Krishna and Balaram heard that Nandaraj is waiting for them,He could not take his food in their absence. They started to return.
Krishna and Balarama 一听到 Nanda Maharaj 在等候他们，并且如果他们不在，他就不能吃饭的时候，那么他们就开始回家了。
Their playmates complain. Krishna is leaving us just at the point when we're playing it at the summit.
他们的这些玩伴就开始抱怨说啊，我们刚刚才玩到一半，玩到高潮呢， Krishna 居然就离开我们了。
Next time we shall not allow him to leave.
下一次我们可不让他走。
His playmates then threatened not to allow him to play with them again.
他的这些玩伴就开始威胁说，不会再允许他和他们一起玩了。
Krishna became afraid, and instead of going back home, he went back again to play with the boys.
Krishna 一下子就害怕了，然后结果他家也不回，又回去，又开始跟这孩子们一起玩了起来。
At that time, Mother Yashoda scolded the children.
就在这个时候呢，亚瑟的妈妈就开始责备这孩子。
She told Krishna, "My dear Krishna, do you think you are a street boy?"
告诉 Krishna 说，我亲爱的 Krishna， 你以为你是街头的孩子吗？
You have no home?
你没家吗？
Please come back to your home.
请你回家吧。
I see that your body has become dirty from playing since early morning.
我看你啊，你从一大清早就开始玩耍，现在你的身上已经很脏了。
Now come home and take your bath.
现在回家来沐浴吧。
Besides, today is your birthday ceremony. Therefore, you should come back home and give cows and charity to the Brahmins.
而且呢，今天还是你的生日的庆典仪式，所以你应该回家来，给这些婆罗门布施奶牛。
Don't you see how your planets are decorated with ornaments by their mothers?
难道你没看到你的玩伴们身上都被他们身上都装满了他们父母亲给他们的母亲给他们的装饰品吗？
You should also be cleansed and decorated with nice dress and ornaments.
你也应该全身干干净净的，并且穿上得体的衣服和戴上得体的首饰。
Please come back, take your bath, dress yourself nicely, and then again you may go on playing.
所以请你回家吧，你先沐浴了，然后穿上得体的衣服，然后呢，你可以继续去玩。
In this way, Mother Yashoda called back Lord Krishna and Balaram, who are worshipable by great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva.
所以呢，亚瑟的母亲亚瑟的就这样呼唤了，这个由伟大的半神人主 Brahma 和主 Shiva 所崇拜的 Krishna， 主 Krishna 和 Balarama。
She was thinking of them as her children.
她是把他们当成他们的孩子来看。
When Mother Yashoda's children, Krishna and Balaram, came home, she bathed them very nicely and dressed them with ornaments.
当亚瑟的妈妈的孩子就是 Krishna 和 Balarama 回家之后呢，他就给他们很好的沐浴，并且为他们戴上首饰。
She then called for the Brahmanas, and through her children, she gave many cows and charity for the occasion of Krishna's birthday.
然后呢，他就把这些婆罗门给呼唤过来，并且通过他的孩子们，他给了。在 Krishna 的这个生日，给了他们很多的牛奶，布施了很多的奶牛。
This way, she performed the birthday ceremony of Krishna at home.
就以这种方式在家里面，为 Krishna 庆祝了生日。
After this incident, all the elder cowherd men assembled together, and Nanda Maharaj presided.
就在这个事情之后呢？村子里面所有的这些年长的六牧牛郎都聚集在一起，那么南达玛尔就开始了领话了。
He began to tell amongst themselves how to stop the great disturbances in Mahavan on account of the demons.
他们就开始在一起商量如何才能制止因为这些恶魔在Mahavan带来的这些巨大的骚扰。
In this meeting, Upananda, the brother of Nanda Maharaj, was present.
那么，Nanda Maharaj 的兄弟 Upananda 呢也在场，也在开会。
He was considered to be learned and experienced, and he was a well-wisher of Krishna Balaram.
那么大家都认为他很博学，有经验，而且他是 Krishna 和 Balarama 的祝福者。
He was a leader, and he addressed the meeting as follows.
他是一个领导，所以他就他就在这场会议中开始这样发言了。
My dear friends, Hare Krishna.
Hi, Paul. I think I missed you.
He said, my dear friends.
他就说我亲爱的朋友们
Now we should leave here for another place because we are continually finding that great demons are coming here to disturb the peaceful situation and they are especially attempting to kill small children.
那么现在呢我们看啊这些大恶魔们我们不断的发现这些大恶魔们会来到这里来骚扰我们这平和的环境尤其是想要去杀死这些小孩子们所以呢，现在我们应该离开这个地方，去另外一个地方。
Just consider Putana and Krishna.
就想想这个 Putana 和 Krishna.
It was simply by the grace of Lord Hari that Krishna was set in the hands of such a great demon.
完全是由于主 Hari 的仁慈 ，Krishna 才被从这个大恶魔手下给救了出来。
Next, the whirlwind demon.Took Krishna away into the sky, but by the grace of Lord Hari, he was saved, and the demon fell down on a stone slab and died.
接下来呢，又有这个旋风魔又把 Krishna 给带到了天空，而但是呢，由于主 Hari 的仁慈，他又被拯救。这个恶魔就倒在一块石头上面死了，石板上面，倒在石板上面，然后死掉了。
Very recently, this child was playing between two trees, and the trees fell down violently, and yet there were no injuries to the child.
这最近呢，这个孩子他又在两棵树当中玩耍，结果这两棵树呢，勇猛的倒了下来。但是呢，他们并没有伤害这个孩子。
So Lord Hari saved him again.
所以主哈利又救了他。
Imagine the calamity if this child or any other child playing with him were crushed by the falling trees.
你就想象一下，如果这个孩子或者其他和他一起玩耍的孩子被这两棵倒下的树给砸死了，这场如果发生这样的灾难或怎么样？
Considering all these incidents, we must conclude that this place is no longer safe.
那么考虑到发生的这所有的事件，我们必须做出决定，说这个地方已经不安全了。
Let us leave.
我们还是离开吧。
We have all been saved by different calamities by the grace of Lord Hari.
因为主哈瑞的仁慈，我们已经被拯救，免除了这不同的灾难。
Now we should be cautious and leave this place to reside somewhere where we can live peacefully.
现在我们就应该谨慎从事，要离开这里，去住在一个我们可以和平生活的地方。
I think we should all go to the forest known as Vrindavan, where just now there are new-grown plants and herbs.
那我觉得呢，我们大家都应该去一个叫 Vrindavan 的森林。在那里呢，有新生的植物和草药。
It is very suitable for pasturing ground for our cows, and we and our families, the gopis with their children, can very peacefully live there.
那么，那个地方呢，它非常适合我们的奶牛，作为我们奶牛的这个牧场。而这样呢，我们的家庭，我们。这个狗屁们还有他们的孩子们都可以在那儿和平的生活。
Near Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill, which is very beautiful, and there are newly grown grass and fodder for the animals, so there will be no difficulty living there.
而且在 Vrindavan 旁附近呢，就是格瓦丹的山，这个山非常的美丽，而且上面长满了新生的这个草。很适合作为动物的食物，所以呢，生活在那里不会有困难。
I therefore suggest that we start immediately for that beautiful place, and there is no need to waste any more time.
所以呢，我建议我们立即出发去那个美丽的地方，没有任何必要浪费任何时间了。
Let us prepare all our carts immediately, and if you like.Let us go, keeping all the cows in front.
让我们大家立即备车。如果你们喜欢的话，我们就开始出发吧。然后我们让这些奶牛在前面走。
On hearing the statement, Rupananda, all the cowherd men immediately agreed.
那么这所谓的牧牛郎们一听到 Rupananda 的这些话，他们立即都同意了。
Let us immediately go there.
我们马上就去吧。
Everyone then loaded all their household furniture and utensils onto the carts and prepared to go to Vrindavan.
那么这样，所有的人就把他们的家具啊，还有所有的这些厨具啊，这些所有的一切都放在他们的那个牛车上面，准备出发去 Vrindavan 了。
All of the children, women, and old men of the village were arranged in seats, and the cowherd men equipped themselves with bow and arrows to follow the carts.
那么所有的这个村子里面的所有的老人、孩子和妇女都被安排就坐。那么这些牧牛郎们呢，他们就拿着弓箭，跟着这个牛车走。
All the cows and bulls were placed in the front, along with their calves.And the men with their bows and arrows surrounded the herds and carts and began to blow on horns and bugles.
那么这所谓的奶牛和公牛就还有他们的小牛犊就放在前面走，那这所谓的这牧牛郎这男子们，他们就手持弓箭，都围着这个草这牛群和牛车，开始吹着所有人吹着号角，这些一起走。
In this way, with tumultuous sound, they started to bring up.
这样呢，他们发出震天响的声音，开始出发去本达门。
And who can describe the damsels in Braja?
谁能描述这 Braja 的这些闺女们呢？这女孩子。
They were all seated on carts and were very beautifully dressed with ornaments and costly saris.
都坐在牛车上面，然后身上都装饰着各种美丽的饰品，还有昂贵的纱丽。
They chanted the pastimes of child Krishna as usual.
他们一如既往地唱诵着孩子 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini were seated on a separate cart, and Krishna and Balaram were seated on their laps.
亚瑟的妈妈和柔希妮妈妈呢，他们就单独坐在一辆车上了。Krishna 和 Balarama 就坐在他们的腿上。
While Mother Rohini and Yashoda were riding on the cart, they talked to Krishna and Balaram, and feeling the pleasure of such talks, they looked very, very beautiful.
当柔希妮和亚瑟的妈妈，坐在车上的时候，他们就在跟 Krishna 和 Balarama 说话。他们为这样的说话感到非常的快乐，他们看起来非常非常的美丽。
In this way, after reaching Vrindavan, where everyone lived eternally, very peacefully and happily, they encircled Vrindavan, drew all the carts together in half a circle, and this they constructed a temporary residence.
那么他们就以这样的方式，他们到了 Vrindavan 之后，每个人就永恒到了，他们有每个人的永恒居住的忍达曼城，永恒的完全非常平和和幸福快乐的生活的这个忍达曼之后呢，他们就围着这个忍达曼，用他们的这个弹车画了一个半圆，然后就搭起了一个暂时的居所。
When Krishna Balaram saw beautiful appearance of Vrindavan.Govardhan Hill on the banks of the river Jamuna, they felt very happy.
当 Krishna 和 Balarama 看着美丽的 Vrindavan, 和我在那山和 Yamuna 河岸，他们非常的高兴。
As they grew up, they began talking with their parents and others in childish language, and thus they gave great pleasure to all the inhabitants of Vrindavan.
随着他们成长这过程当中呢，他们就开始以孩子的这种语言跟他们的父母和其他人说话，这样呢，他们给Vrindavan所有的居民带来了巨大的喜乐。
Soon, Krishna and Balaram had grown sufficiently to be given charge of the calves.
那么很快呢，Krishna和 Balarama 就长得足够大，这样可以去照看这些牛犊了。
Coward boys, from the very beginning of their childhood, are trained to take care of the cows, and their first responsibility is to take care of little calves.
那么这些牧牛郎，这些牧牛童们，他们从他们孩提时代一开始就受到训练去照顾奶牛，但是他们首要的职责呢是先去照顾这小牛犊。
So along with the other little coward boys, Krishna and Balaram went into the pasturing ground and took.
所以呢 Krishna 和 Balarama 就和他们的那些小牧牛童朋友们一起进到了这个牧牛场，然后就看管着这些小牛犊，并且跟他们的玩伴一起玩耍。
Taking charge of the calves, sometimes the two brothers played in the flutes.
那么在照看这些牛犊的时候呢，有的时候这两兄弟就开始吹笛子。
And sometimes they played with amalaka fruits and bale fruits, just as small children play with balls.
有的时候呢，他们就好像小孩子玩球一样来玩耍这个amalaka果和这个 bale 果。
Sometimes they dance and make tinkling sounds with their ankle bells.
有的时候呢，他们又会跳舞，然后他们的脚上的这个脚铃就发出各种各样的声音。
Sometimes they make themselves into bulls and cows by covering themselves with blankets.
有的时候呢，他们又用毯子把自己盖起来，装扮成那个公牛和母牛。
Thus, Krishna and Balaram played.
Krishna and Balaram 就这样玩耍着。
Two brothers also used to imitate the sounds of bulls and cows and play at bullfight.
这两兄弟呢，有的时候还会模仿公牛和母牛的声音，然后来玩这个摔这个牛的这个摔跤打架。
Sometimes they used to imitate the sounds of various animals and birds.
有的时候呢，他们会模仿各种各样动物和鸟类的声音。
In this way, they enjoy their child pastimes with parents like ordinary mundane children.
所以他们就以这种方式，就像普通的世俗孩子一样，享受着他们的孩提逍遥。
Once, when Krishna and Balaram were playing on the bank of the Jamuna, a demon of the name Vatsasura assumed the shape of a calf and came there intending to kill the brothers.
那么有一次，当这个 Krishna and Balaram 在亚穆纳河岸玩耍的时候，就也有一个叫 Vatsasura 的恶魔。变成一个小牛犊的样子来到这里，想杀死兄弟俩。
By taking the shape of a calf, the demon could mingle with the other calves.
那么这个恶魔他就把自己变成一头牛犊的样子，就可以和其他的牛犊混在一起。
Krishna, however, specifically noticed this and immediately alerted Balaram about the entrance of the demon.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他就尤其注意到了这一点。所以他立即就提醒了 Balarama 说恶魔已经进来了。
Both brothers silently approached him.
那么两兄弟就悄悄地向这头变成牛犊的这个恶魔接近走了过去。
Krishna caught hold of the demon calf by the two hind legs and tail, whipped him around very forcefully, then threw him up into a tree.
那么 Krishna 呢，立即就抓住这头恶魔牛犊的这个两只后腿和尾巴，然后就非常强而有力的这样旋转，最后把它扔到一棵树上。
The demon lost his life and fell down from the top of a tree to the ground.
那么这个恶魔就一命呜呼，从这个树间掉到了地上，摔死了。
When the demon lay dead on the ground, all the players of Krishna congratulated him. Well done, well done.
当这个恶魔躺在地上死了之后呢，那所有的Krishna 所有的玩伴就开始祝贺他说，干得好，干得好。
Demigods in the sky showered flowers with great satisfaction.
那么空中的这个半神人们，他们也带着巨大的满足感向他撒下了鲜花。
In this way, the maintainers of the complete creation, Krishna and Balaram, used to take care of the calves every day, beginning in the morning, and thus enjoyed their childhood pastimes as cowherd boys in Vrindavan.
所以呢，这个整个创造的维系者 Krishna 和 Balaram, 他们就这样每天从大清早就开始每天去看管，每天去看这些牛犊们，并且他们就以这样的方式呢，在 Vrindavan 作为牧牛童度过，享受着他们的孩提逍遥。
One day, all the cowherd boys went to the bank of the river Jamuna to water their calves.
有一天，所有的牧牛童们一起就去到了亚穆纳河岸旁边去，给他们的牛犊喂水。
When the calves drank water from the Jamuna, the boys also drank.
当这些牛犊开始从亚穆纳河喝水的时候，这孩子们也喝了水。
After drinking, when they were sitting on the bank of the river, they saw a huge animal which looked something like a heron and was as big as a hill.
Yes. 那么当他们喝好水之后呢，喝好水之后他们就坐在杨木那河边河岸上，这个时候呢他们就看到了像有一头巨大的动物，看起来像一只那个苍鹭，它就好像小山一样庞大。
Its top was as strong as a thunderbolt.
它的这个头这个顶端啊就好像雷电一样强而有力。
When they saw that unusual animal, they became afraid of it.
当他们看到这个不同寻常的动物的时候，他们就很怕，开始害怕。
The name of this beast was Bakasura. He was a friend of Kamsa's.
这个野兽的名字叫 Bakasura， 他们其实是 Kamsa 的一个朋友。
He appeared on the scene suddenly and immediately attacked Krishna with his pointed sharp beak and quickly swallowed him up.
他突然出现在这个地方，然后立即就用他很锋利的这个鸟嘴就去攻击 Krishna， 并且很迅速的就把他吞了下去。
When Krishna was swallowed, all the boys headed by Balaram became almost breathless, as if they had died.
那么当 Krishna 这样被吞下去的时候呢，这以 Balaram 为首的这所有的男孩子几乎都没法停止了呼吸，好像已经死掉了一样。
When the Bakasura demon was swallowed by Krishna, he felt a burning. Excuse me. But when the Bakasura demon was swallowing up Krishna, he felt a burning, fiery sensation in his throat.
当这个 Bakasura 恶魔在吞这个 Krishna 的时候呢，他感觉到自己喉咙上有一种燃烧的这种灼热的感觉。
This was due to the glowing effulgence of Krishna.
这是由 Krishna 这个闪闪。他那种全身的光颤所造成的。
The demon quickly threw Krishna up and tried to kill him by pinching him in his beak.
这个恶魔立即就把 Krishna 给扔了出来，然后想用自己的这个鸟嘴去啄他，把他给杀死。
Bakasura did not know that although Krishna was playing the part of a child of Nanda Maharaj, he was still the original father of Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe.
巴克苏拉却不知道，虽然说 Krishna 就好像在扮演着 Nanda Maharaj 的孩子这样一个角色，但事实上他仍然是宇宙的创造者主 Brahma 原初的父亲。
Mother Yashoda is a child who is the reservoir of pleasure for the demigods and who is the maintainer of saintly persons caught whole of the great gigantic heron by the two halves of his beak.
亚瑟的妈妈的这个孩子，他是所有给所有半世人带来快乐的人，同时他是维系着所有圣人的人。那么在这个时候呢，他就一把抓住这个苍鹭的旁，这个巨大的苍鹭的两只的那个鸟嘴。
Before his covered boyfriends, Krishna bifurcated his mouth.Just as a child very easily splits a blade of grass.
然后他当着他所有的牧牛童朋友的面，就好像一个孩子非常容易的掰开了，把一片草一撕为二一样，他就把他的那个鸟嘴也给撕为掰了开来。
From the sky, the denizens of the healthy plants shower flowers like the malika, the most.Fragrant of all flowers as a token of their congratulations.
那么在天空呢，就是那个天堂星所的所这些居民们，就作为对他们对这个 Krishna 的一种祝贺的一个代表，他们就向他撒下了最为芳香的花，就是 Malika 花。
Accompanying the flowers was a vibration of bugles, drums, and conch shells.
在他们抛洒鲜花的同时呢，他们还同时奏响了各种号角齐鸣。
When the boys saw the showering of flowers and heard the celestial sounds, they became struck with wonder.
当这些孩子们看着洒下的鲜花，并且听到这天堂发出来的这声音，他们都真的惊得目瞪口呆。
And when they saw Krishna freed from the mouth of the great demon Bakasura, all of them, including Balaram, were so pleased that it seems as if they had regained the very source of life.
而当他们看到 Krishna 从这个大魔 Bakasura 的嘴里面被释放出来之后呢，所有人包括 Balarama 一样都非常看到这些都非常的高兴，就好像他们生命的源头又重新恢复了过来。
As soon as they saw Krishna coming toward them, they one after another embraced the son of Nanda and held him to their chest.
他们一看到 Krishna 向他们走来，他们就一个一个的去拥抱了 Nanda 的儿子，并且抱着把他们抱把他抱在怀里，拥抱他。
After this, they assembled all the calves under their charge and began to return home.
之后呢，他就把他们负责看管的所有的牛犊们召集到一块，开始回家了。
When they arrived home, they spoke of wonderful activities of the son of Nanda.
当他们回家之后呢，他们就开始讲述 Nanda 的儿子这些奇妙的活动。
When the gopis and cowherd men all heard the story from the boys, they felt great happiness because naturally they loved Krishna.
那么当这些牧牛郎和牧牛女们都听到了这些孩子们所讲述的这故事的时候呢，他们因为他们非常自然都非常爱 Krishna， 所以他们都充满了巨大的喜乐。
By hearing about his glorious and victorious activity, they became still more affectionate toward him.
当他们听到Krishna 这所谓的这些荣誉和胜利的获胜的这个活动之后呢，他们对 Krishna 的爱越来越多了。
Thinking the child Krishna had been saved from the mouth of death, they looked upon his face with great love and affection.
他们就想着 Krishna 被从这死亡的这个魔掌里面被拯救了出来，所以他们就带着巨大的爱看着他的脸。
They were full of anxiety, could not turn their faces from the vision of Krishna.
他们充满了这种焦虑，所以他们的脸都没办法从 Krishna 的脸上转过去。
The gopis and men began to converse amongst themselves about how wonderful it was.The child Krishna had been attacked in so many ways and so many times by so many demons.
这些牧牛女和牧牛郎们就开始，一起来讨论说，这个小孩子 Krishna 是被以那么多的方式，有那么多次被那么多恶魔所攻击了，这一切是多么的奇妙。
Yet the demons themselves had been killed, and Krishna had remained.Uninjured.
然而这结果是这恶魔们自己被杀了，而 Krishna 却毫发无损。
They continued to converse amongst themselves about how so many great demons in such fierce bodies had attacked Krishna to kill him.
然后呢，他们又开始继续谈论说，有那么多的大恶魔。有那么吓人的这一身躯，想要来杀死，来攻击 Krishna， 并且想要把他给杀死。
But by the grace of Hari, had not been able to cause even a slight injury.
但尽管如此，由于主哈利的仁慈，他们仍然对 Krishna 没有造成任何的丝毫的伤害。
Rather, they had died like small flies in a fire.
相反，他们就好像火中的小苍蝇，就是小飞蛾一样死去了。
Thus, they remembered the words of Garga Muni, who had foretold, by dint of his vast knowledge of the Vedas and astrology, that this boy would be attacked by many demons.
这个时候他们就想起了。这个巴尔干穆尼所说的话，因为他曾经凭着他对于伟达经和星象学的这部博大的精深的知识，他曾经预言说这个孩子将会受到很多恶魔的攻击。
Now they were actually seeing that this was coming true, word for word.
现在他们就真实的看到了法尔格摩尼所说的每一个字都变成了真实的，变成了现实。
All the copper men, including Nanamaraj, used to talk of the wonderful activity of Krishna and Balaram.
那么，包括 Nanamaraj 在内的所有的一摩牛人们，他们就经常会讨论就 Krishna 和 Balaram 这些奇妙的活动。
They were always so much absorbed in those talks that they forgot the threefold miseries of this material existence.
他们是这样完全的沉浸在这种谈话当中，以至于完全忘记了物质存在的三重苦。
This is the effect of Krishna consciousness.
这就是 Krishna 知觉的效果。
What was enjoyed 5,000 years ago by Nanda Maharaj can still be enjoyed by Krishna consciousness persons simply by talking about transcendental pastimes of Krishna and his associates.
只要去谈论Krishna 和他的同游的这些超人的逍遥，那么一个人就可以他处在他来那里那里当他们这样处在 Krishna 知觉当中，就可以去享受到五千年前Nanda Maharaj曾经享受的同样的快乐。
Thus Balaram and Krishna enjoyed their childhood pastimes imitating Lord Ramachandra's monkeys.Who constructed the bridge over the ocean, and Hanuman, who jumped over the water to Ceylon.
那么就以这种方式，巴拉拉玛和 Krishna 就这样享受着他们的孩提逍遥。他们模仿主拉玛乘着的猴子，像沿着这个大海，跨过这个大海，搭建了一座大桥。还有 Hanuman 呢，他就跨过了这个海水，到了 Ceylon。
They used to imitate such pastimes among their friends and so happily passed their childhood life.
他们就这样经常在他们的朋友当中经常去模仿这些逍遥时光，非常愉快的、非常快乐的度过了他们的孩提时代。
Thus ends the chapter.
这一章就到此结束了。
Now there are several very important points that we can learn from this particular pastime.
那么从这个特定的逍遥时光当中，我们可以学到很重要的几点。
The first, is the effects of bad association.
第一点呢，就是不良联谊的影响。
This was exemplified by the demon Vatsasura.
这是那个恶魔 Vatsasura 所展示出来的历史的。
So, Prophet often said that.We will develop the qualities of those whom we associate with.
他们经常会说，如果我们和谁联谊的话，我们就会培养起他们一样的品质出来。
If we want to, he would often say that if we want to become lawyers, we associate with lawyers.
经常会说，如果我们想要成为律师的话，我们就要和律师联谊。
If you want to become a doctor, you associate with doctors.
想和成为医生，我们就要和医生联谊。
If we want to become drunkards, we associate with drunkards.
如果想要成为醉鬼呢，我们就和醉鬼联谊。
And if we want to become devotees, we associate with the Vaishnavas.
那我们要想要成为奉献者的话，我们就要和 Vaishnava 联谊。
So as Vaishnavas, we should avoid bad association.
那么作为 Vaishnava 呢，我们应该避开不良联谊。
There are many types of bad association.
不良联谊有很多种。
But in general, we can say that bad association comes in the form of anything which diverts our attention from loving and serving Krishna.
那么更通常来我们就可以说这个不良联谊呢就有一种就是其实就是任何把我们的注意力转从去爱和服务 Krishna 身边从这一点上转开了这一切的事物。它可以以非奉献者的形式而来。也可以是世俗的文献。
In the form of mundane music.
世俗的音乐。
In the form of the television set,
还有电视机,
in the form of movies,
电影,
in so many forms,
很多很多的形式。
Excuse me. So, as devotees, we try to avoid bad association, keep good association.
那么作为奉献者我们应该尽量避开这一不良联谊并且一直保持得到好的联谊
So we should feel ourselves fortunate we associate with the devotees
我们应该为了自己能和奉献者联谊而深感幸运
The nearby devotees cannot understand this point
初期奉献者无法去理解这门科学
And that is exactly why they remain as neophytes or as Kanishka Adhikaris
而这就是为什么他们就继续作为初习者或者说 Kanishka Adhikari 的原因。
They think that the devotees are not worth associating with.
他们认为奉献者 不值得和他们联谊。
Sometimes such persons are very proud.
有的时候这样的人呢他们会很骄傲。
And they think,That no devotee is fit for me to associate with.
他们就想，哎呀，这些奉献者都不配值得我的联谊。
And thus they cheat themselves out of the opportunity to associate with the devotees and make advancement.
这样呢，他们就骗自己而失去了奉献者的联谊，并且去取得灵修进步的这个机会。
The simple fact is that Srila Prabhupada.His spiritual master, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and so many acharyas in their life have spoken about the necessity of keeping good Vaishnava association.
那么这个简单的事实就是像圣帕帕他的灵性导师还有 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他们都非常强调要得到很好的联谊的重要性。
So this is not an option.
So this is a...
Sorry?
I missed the last...Word.
I said this is not an option.
Oh, 所以呢，这不是我们应该选择的，我们不应该这样。
If we want to advance in Krishna consciousness, we have to associate with the Vaishnavas.
如果我们想要变得具有 Krishna 知觉的话，我们就一定要跟 Vaishnava 联谊。
And what does associate with the Vaishnavas mean?
那么和 Vaishnava 联谊什么意思呢？
To ask them, how may I serve you, Prabhu?
的意思就是我们要问他们，我如何能够服务你 ，Prabhu?
Because we think of all the other devotees as our masters, and we as our servants.
因为我们把其他所有的奉献者都视为我们的主人，我们自己是他们的仆人。
So Rupa Goswami has given us some guidelines how to associate.
所以 Rupa Goswami 呢就给我们的联谊做了一些基本的指导方针。
He says giving gifts, accepting gifts.
我们应该给予礼物，接受礼物。
Offering prasad, accepting prasad.
给予 prasadam, 接受 prasadam.
Inquiring from the Vaishnavas or offering confidential instruction.
向 Vaishnava 们征求意见并且向他们敞开心扉
These are the six principles of keeping good Vaishnava association
这就是保持好的 Vaishnava 联谊的六个原则基本原则
But the main guiding principle is that we should always be in a mood that we want to serve the other devotees
但是呢最首要的一个最重要的原则就是我们总是要处在一个服务其他奉献者的心态之中
That attitude attracts the attention of Guru and Krishna
这个态度呢就能吸引 Guru 和 Krishna 的注意
And if we get the mercy of the Vaishnavas the mercy of Guru and Krishna will automatically follow
如果我们得到了 Vaishnava 的仁慈的话我们那么 Guru 和 Krishna 的仁慈自然就会紧随而来
And it will never follow if we don't get the Vaishnava's mercy
但是呢如果我们没有得到 Vaishnava 联谊的话就永远也得不到 Guru 和 Krishna 的联谊仁慈
The second point is that Bhakti Sura he represented duplicity deceptive behavior and hypocrisy.
Bakasura 代表的就是这种狡猾、虚伪这一类的欺骗倾向。
So among the mundane people, these three, qualities are very, very, often displayed.
那在世俗人当中呢，他们就是这三种品质是最常见的。
And, this is the problem with materialistic society.
这就是物质社会的问题所在。
As Prabhupada said, it's a society of the cheaters and the cheated.
沈婆婆说，这个社会上就到处都是骗子和被骗者。
So we have to make sure that our previous conditioning from the time that, we were not devotees is in no way now, still coming forth in our dealings with the devotees.
所以呢，我们一定要确保在我们成为奉献者之前的曾经有的那些受条件限制的方面，千万我们不要把他们带进了我们和奉献者的联谊当中。
In fact, with our, association with devotees, we should have just the opposite qualities.
相反，我们和奉献者联谊呢，我们应该带来的是相反的品质。
Rather than being duplicitous, we should be very, very straightforward and completely open and honest with our dealings.
那么这个时候，我们不应该有任何的欺骗，相反，我们应该非常的直接，非常的诚实。
And rather than deceptive behavior, our behavior should be, completely exemplary.
我们的行为不应该有任何的欺骗，而应该非常的典范。
Prabhupada said we should be able to recognize his disciples by the fact that they are perfect gentlemen.
圣婆婆曾经说，我们应该，以他们这种完，以他的奉献者这个完美的，绅士的这个作风而认出他们就是 Prabhupada 的门徒。
And we should not display hypocrisy.
而且我们不应该展示任何的，不应该有任何的虚伪。
Saying one thing and doing another.
不要说的和做的不一样。
There should be a seamless connection between our words and our acts.
我们的言语和行为应该是天衣无缝，完全一致。
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita is stated that some persons speak very nicely, but cannot act very nicely.
像 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面就很好说，有一些人他们说得很好，但是做得不是很好。
While others act very nicely, they cannot speak very nicely.
那还有一些人他们的行为很好，但是呢，他们说的也不是太好。
But the advanced Vaishnava is one who both speaks very nicely and backs up what he speaks with his practical behavior.
但是呢，这个进步的 Vaishnava 的特征就是一方面他们讲得非常的好，同时呢，又以他们非常完美的一些很好典范的行为来支撑他们所讲的话语。
So as aspiring Vaishnavas, we should strive for these qualities.
所以呢，我们要努力的成为 Vaishnava 的这些人啊，我们就应该努力的去培养这些品质。
The third point is that the Brajabasi, they cannot believe that Krishna pulled down the Brajuna trees.
第三点就是这些 Brajabasi, 就是这些 Braja 的居民，他们无法相信是 Krishna 把这两棵 Arjuna 树给拉倒下来的。
Even though the children, the friends of Krishna, they witnessed this and they told the cowherd men, they still would not believe it.
虽然说 Krishna 这些孩子们就是其他的牧牛童们在场，并且告诉了这些人们这些事，但他们都不相信。
And this is all the work of Yogamaya.
这都是 Yogamaya 的工作。
These Brajabasis can never for a moment that Krishna is God.
这些 Brajabasi 就是这些 Braja 的居民，他们一分钟都没法去想 Krishna 就是至尊人格首神。
They always think that the wonderful things that Krishna does, the wonderful things that happens to Krishna, is all due to the grace of Lord Hari or something to do with the demigods, anything except that Krishna's God.
他们认为这一切的事情发生都是因为比如说主哈瑞的仁慈啊或者半世人的仁慈啊或者任何其他的原因反正就不是因为Krishna。
So that's how Yoga Maya makes these pastimes possible.
Yoga Maya就是以这样的方式让这些逍遥时光成为可能。
They're completely devoid of honor reverence.
他们完全摆脱了这种敬畏之心。
They're only based on one thing.
他们只有一样心态。
Madhurya.
就是Madhurya。
Sweetness, love, the kind of love that the Brajabhasis have for Krishna.
就是这些Brajabhasis对Krishna这种甜美的爱的情感。
So we should aspire to follow in their footsteps to have such love for Krishna.
所以呢，我们大家都应该努力的想要去追随他们的步伐，对Krishna培养起这种爱。
Another point is that we see the wonderful nature of Krishna's service to both Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda.
还有一点我们要看的就是，像Nanda Maharaj Yashoda 对Krishna做出这么好的服务。
We heard how Krishna carries a heavy wooden plank to give to Mother Yashoda.
嗯，是Krishna对他们做出的服务。比如说，我们就听到了Krishna是怎么样把这个木凳颁给Yashoda。
Or how Krishna carries the sandals of Nanda Maharaj on his head and brings them to Nanda Maharaj.
还有 Krishna 是怎么样把这个檀香的木屐，就是这个顶在头上去交给 Nanda Maharaj.
This shows how the desire of the pure devotees actually controls Krishna.
所以呢，就展示了这个纯粹奉献者的愿望，事实上就已经控制了 Krishna。
Krishna actually enjoys being controlled by the desires of his pure devotees.
Krishna 其实挺喜欢被他纯粹奉献者的愿望所控制的。
He enjoys this much more than being worshipped in the mood of honor reverence.
他对这个的享受远远超过了。 对这个人们奉献人带着敬畏的心态崇拜他的这种享受心态。
Next point is that the fruit vendor was captivated by Krishna so much so that she gave everything without anything in return.
还有一点呢，就是这个卖水果的这个女子，她是那么的被 Krishna 所吸引。 甚至他都不求任何回报的，把这个他的水果交给了 Krishna。
And later, when she looked at what she thought was an empty basket, she found it was full of the most valuable jewels.
但是呢，之后呢，他本来以为他的这个水果篮已经空了，结果他低头一看，里面结果装满了昂贵的珠宝。
So this shows that if any way one gives to Krishna, one is never a loser.
这就展示了任何一个人给 Krishna 任何的事物，他永远都不会失去。But
is a gainer millions and millions of times.
恰恰相反，他是成百万倍的获得了更多。So
we shouldn't think though that like the fruit vendor, when we give something to Krishna, that we are going to receive something in terms of some type of material gain.
当然了，我们永远也不要像这样子去想，让我们觉得自己好像就像那个水果贩子一样。我们如果给 Krishna 做了某样供奉，我们就能够获得很多的物质的益处。
We may, we may not.
我们可能得到，也可能不会得到。
That's entirely up to Krishna.
这是完全取决于 Krishna.
But we will always be a gainer. Spiritual. So therefore, it is a great blessing, it's an honor It's a rare opportunity to be able to give some service to Krishna.
所以呢，如果我们能给向 Krishna 献上某种服务的话，这是一种祝福，这是一个很有的机会，这是一种荣耀。
So we should never take it for granted.
所以我们千万不要理所认为他把它当成理所当然了。
Never take it as some kind of a work.
我们永远也不要把它当成工作来做。
Rather, we should think somehow or another, by something we did in the past or by something we did in the present, that somehow or other we come to the platform of being able to render service to Krishna.
相反，我们应该想，我们由于某种原因，我们过去做了些什么，现在做了些什么，然后让我们最终得到了机会，能够去服务 Krishna.
Simply the fact.Given this opportunity, that in itself is such a great blessing.
这个服务的机会本身就是一个巨大的祝福。
So we should do everything in our power to take all advantage of that.
所以我们应该尽我们最大的努力去好好的利用这个服务的机会。
The next point is that it's very significant that the Brajavasis, they made the move to Vrindavan.
那么下一点也很非常的重要，就是这些 Brajavasis 他们最后做出了决定，要搬去了 Vrindavan.
And so many of Krishna's pastimes took place in Vrindavan.
有很多很多逍遥时光都是发生在 Vrindavan 的。
So this has made that place so very sacred and so potent.
就是这一所谓的逍遥时光，就把本达文变得那么的纯粹，那么的有力量，那么的神圣。
As Upananda was mentioning, he was saying this is the place where Govardhan is, where the Jamuna is, and so many other sacred places.
像乌帕那达就提到了，在这个地方有格瓦丹的山，还有亚穆纳河，还有很多很多其他的圣地。
So the Gokul Vrindavan manifested within this world is identical with the Gokul with the Goloka Vrindavan, the original Goloka Vrindavan of the spiritual world.
那么展示在这里的 Gokul Vrindavan 和灵性世界这个原初的 Goloka Vrindavan 是没有区别的。
And if we ever can get the opportunity to visit Vrindavan and to just stay there for some time and visit some of these pastime places in the association of the Bhaktis, it will be so spiritually purifying.
那么如果我们能有机会能够和奉献者在奉献者联谊当中一起去到 Vrindavan， 在那里度过一些时间啊，或者去拜访一些圣地啊，这些都我们都是非常幸运，就是很灵性的。那么如果我们不能住在 Vrindavan， 那至少我们应该去拜访 Vrindavan。
And the last point which Prabhupada makes in towards the end of the pastime is that hearing Krishna Katha is as potent now as it was 5,000 years ago.
最后一点就是圣婆婆在讲这一章结束的时候讲到的，就是我们现在聆听 Krishna Katha 和5000年前聆听 Krishna Katha 是一样的有力的。
In the same way that Nanda Maharaj and his associates were recalling the pastime of Krishna and Balaram and his associates and their associates, and relishing those pastimes and instead becoming free of the modes of material nature, is just as true for us today.
那么当初像Nanda Maharaj及其他的奉献者们一起在回忆或者唱诵 Krishna 这所谓的逍遥时光的这种力量和现在也是一样的。
And that is the real reason for which Srila Prabhupada has given us the Krishna Book.
而这就是圣帕拉为什么 Krishna 不教给我们的原因所在。
Just so we can have the same opportunity to hear about these pastimes of Krishna as his personal associates did 5,000 years ago.
这样呢，我们就能够有机会像 Krishna 的五千年前这亲身的朋友一样的这样一个机会去聆听和讲述 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
It is so spiritually powerful.
这在灵性上是那么的有力量。
Simply to hear and chant about these pastimes.
只要去聆听和唱诵这些逍遥。
It gradually purifies the heart.
就能逐渐净化我们的心灵。
And gradually, as our heart becomes purified, the dormant love that we have for Krishna within our hearts will gradually develop.
当我们这样慢慢的逐渐得到净化之后呢，我们对 Krishna 的爱就会慢慢的培养起来。
And that is really what our human life is meant for.
这事实上就是人类生命的目的所在。
So let us not waste a moment.
所以呢，让我们大家不要浪费一分钟的时间，任何一分钟片刻的时间。
We should hear and chant about Krishna as much and as often as possible.
我们应该尽可能多的去聆听和唱诵 Krishna.
Do this in association of other devotees.
我们要和其他的奉献者一起这样做。
You will see that very soon your love for Krishna.Will begin to grow.
这样呢，很快我们就能看到我们对 Krishna 的爱就会开始不断的增加。
And this will truly be the perfection of our lives.
那么这就真正的是我们生命的完美。
So I leave you with those thoughts today.
所以呢，我就让大家今天就来思考这一要点。
As always, I wish to thank Gopi Gita Mataji for her very nice translation.
一如既往的感谢 Gopi Gita 的翻译。
I also like to thank Josh Gopal Champu for facilitating our lecture.
同时呢，感谢 Sashi Gopal Prabhu 协助我们的讲课。
And thank all of you very, very much for listening.
同时呢，非常非常感谢你们大家的聆听。
I look forward to.Meeting with you again next week.
期待着下周再次见到大家。
So we can continue to churn the nectar of Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book.
这样呢，我们就可以继续去搅拌 Srila Prabhupada 这个 Krishna book 当中的包含甘露。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 好，感谢大家的聆听，我们今天的播音就到此结束了。Hare Krishna.